Chapter 1. The Overdue Book Problem. The Nutville Library had a problem with returns. Not ordinary returns. Not one book under the couch returns. An avalanche of overdue books. Miss Maple, the librarian, had sent reminder notes to the whole town. Some books were under beds, some were in wagons. One cookbook had somehow been borrowed by the Goose, and three adventure novels were currently being used to level a wobbly table at the mayor's office. Miss Maple sighed into a stack of paperwork. Books belong on shelves, not under casseroles. Nutty, Mama, and Papa were standing at the desk with a pile of slightly late books and one extremely late atlas that Papa claimed had hidden under a blanket all by itself. "What the library needs," Nutty said, eyes shining, "is a faster return system." Miss Maple froze. "Define faster." "Immediate," Nutty said. "Town-wide, efficient, exciting." Grandma Nutwobble, who had been quietly selecting a gardening book, closed her eyes. "The library does not need exciting." Nutty already had the notebook out. He drew a tube, a launch ramp, a receiving basket, and a little arrow labeled, "Books go whoosh, knowledge arrives." Mama gasped happily, "A book rocket!" Miss Maple clutched the desk. "Books are not supposed to whoosh." Papa considered this. "Some adventure books seem like they want to." The more Nutty explained, the worse and better it sounded. He wanted a return launcher in the town square that could send books directly to the library's new rooftop basket. Overdue books would zoom home. Shelves would refill faster. Reading would become more aerodynamic. Miss Maple was horrified, but she was also tired, and the overdue pile was large enough to qualify as furniture. "One demonstration," she said at last, "with a soft basket and absolutely no encyclopedias." Nutty saluted. "You won't regret this." Grandma muttered, "I will."